I went to primary and secondary school with this guy, and he was just like a really normal guy, you know. Played football, you know. He was a bit cheeky, but I seemed a decent dude, you know. And it's just a big shock to see what's happened now, you know. And I just hope that it doesn't have like effect on the Bangladeshi community, who are amazing, you know. They're really good.
What's the age difference between the two of you then? What year were you in when he was at school?
I must have been about second year at school, you know. And he was a year younger, but he was really popular. Everybody knew him, and he was always up for a laugh, you know. It's just a shock to see him on the national news doing this, you know.
Yeah, I mean, what was your first reaction when you saw him on that ISIS video?
Oh, it was just, we couldn't believe it. Well, I mean, he's put on a little bit of weight, but I just couldn't. I was so shocked that it was him. And then on my Facebook page, there was loads of people started posting things, and because loads of my friends know him and that from Facebook and that, you know.
From what you remember him when he went to school, was he particularly interested in religion and these sort of causes when he was younger?
No, he didn't appear to be. He just seemed like a normal lad, you know, up for a game of football, always speaking to you when he saw you in the street, you know, in the playground. He was all right, you know. But then again, I haven't seen him in a few years, and I suppose a few years can change a person.
I was going to ask, when was the last time you saw him?
About 3-4 years ago.
Had anyone kept in touch with him during that time that you know about?
Just close friends and that, you know. But nobody really saw him for a while, because he left, and then he came back, and he was more sort of radical, you know. He was more, you know, he just seemed more religious and that, you know.
This is when he came back to Aberdeen to visit?
Yeah. I used to see him on the street. When I was walking up George Street, I used to always see him. I used to say hi to him.
For the Bangladeshi community in Aberdeen, what have these reports done? I mean, is there any, I guess, worry now that this has surfaced?
No, the Bangladeshi community are a really great community, you know. They stick together, and I just worry that, you know, they get a bit of stick, you know, because the majority of them are just amazing people, you know. I hope that people don't start worrying about the Bangladeshi community, because they're not a threat to society. They're actually great for society, because they set up business, give people jobs.